Today's share is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Ahuva Sprinza Bas Tebe Miriam by her Mishpacha. We wish her Refuah Shleima. We are in the middle of Perek Beis, Dinei Yomtiv Sheni Shel Galus. In the middle of the halachas of Yomtiv Sheni Shel Galus, for the most part talking about a Ben Eretz Yisrael, an Israeli who finds himself in the diaspora, or vice versa. We are on page of Tesivcha Vav in Perek Beis, page Nun in the new print. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shechayev Lishmar Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Someone who lives outside Eretz Yisrael is obligated to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Mutar lo levash al bay b'yom gam avur ben Eretz Yisrael. Hagam b'shvil haloze yom choil. So let's say you have someone staying by you. You live outside Eretz Yisrael. You have an Eretz Yisrael person staying by you for Yom Tov. For him, it's not Yom Tov. So now when you cook on Yom Tov for him, you're cooking for someone who it's not Yom Tov. Right? Nevertheless, it is permitted to cook for him on Yom Tov. Sivchov Zayin. Ben Chutz Loretz. You have someone who lives outside Eretz Yisrael. Shechayiv Lishmar Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Who's obligated to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Mutar Olav La'arev Erev Tav Shilin V'vracha Be'erev Yom Tov. It's permitted. Not much is permitted. He's mechuyev to make an erev tavshilin bebracha on erev yom tov. Right. So if Friday is yom tov sheni shel galus, you make an erev tavshilin. If meyem hasheni shel chag beerev Shabbos gam kasher hu baretz, even if he's an Eretz Yisrael. So you have an American like this year Pesach was, who went to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. For him, Thursday, Friday. Well, even an Eretz Yisrael had it this year. But let's say in a case where Friday was Yom Tov, right? So for an Eretz Yisrael, a Friday would be Isru Chag. But for an American in Eretz Yisrael, Friday is the second of Yom Tov. So even though he's an Eretz Yisrael, he has to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. V'im hu reyach etzel ben Eretz Yisrael. What happens if he's a guest in an Eretz Yisrael Dika house? Then So let's say he's staying by an Israeli. And you're not going to have to do anything on Yom Tov Sheni to prepare for Shabbos. Because the Eretz Yisrael Dika, who for him it's going to be Choyl, is going to be taking care of everything. So in that case, you have nothing that you need to prepare, so you don't need to make an Erev Tav Shilin. Ulam, in return, Lahadlik Neri Shabbos. What happens if he's going to want to light his own Neiris? Or she's going to light her own Neiris for Shabbos? It's now on Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov. She's going to be doing something for Shabbos. In such a case, he says he should make an Erev Tavshilin without a bracha. Okay. Seif Chavches. Ben Chutz Laretz, someone from outside Eretz Yisrael. Shechayiv Lishma Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus once again. V'shachach la'ariv eruvei tavshilin be'erev Yom Tov. And if you got to make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, also lo'y levashel b'yom shishi tzarech Shabbos. He may not cook on Friday for Shabbos. V'gam b'nei Eretz Yisrael lo'y levashel avuroi mimei tzarechav. Gam im yevashlu b'beisam shelahem. A Ben Eretz Yisrael can't cook for him on Yom Tov. Right? Ula mutter leimelei levnei Eretz Yisrael levashel tzarech beisam shelahem lechvod Shabbos. So he can't cook something special for this Yid who's Yom Tov because he's having a malacha done by a Yid for him on Yom Tov, which he shouldn't be doing. But if the Ben Eretz Yisrael is cooking for himself, so then he could add in the same pot for the person who comes from Chutz Laretz. Right? So this is even in Chutz Laretz itself, right? In Chutz Laretz itself. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed, a Ben Chutz Laretz is not allowed to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha for him on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. So if he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he can't ask his Israeli visitor to cook for him. But if the Israeli visitor cooks for himself, he could add to the pot for the American or the Chutznik, whichever country he comes from. Siv Chav Tes. Ben Eretz Yisrael HaNimtza B'Chutzlartz. An Israeli who finds himself in Chutzlartz. Asur Lo Lasis Kol Melacha B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. He's not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Afilu B'Tzina. Even B'Tzina. Yilbash Big Day Chag. He should get dressed. He should have Big Day Chag. But Yaniach Tfilin B'Beisai. That he could do. He puts on Tfilin in his house privately. And he davens weekly davening. So he should still go to shul to hear kaddish, to hear kedusha, to answer those things of dvarim shebekedusha that he can't daven on his own. But other malach he doesn't do. But tefillin avad he puts on, but at home betzina, and he says krishma. He davens with his tefillin on. Siv lamed towards the bottom of page nun aleph. Ben Eretz Yisrael HaNimtza B'Chutzlartz. Once again, an Israeli who finds himself in Chutzlartz. Mutar Lo Levash B'Yom Tov Sheni Shechal Lo Yais B'Erev Shabbos Ve'Einu Ma'ariv Tavshilin. He's allowed to cook on Friday, which is the second day Yom Tov, for himself, right? Even without an Erev Tavshilin, for Shabbos. Right? So he's allowed to cook for Shabbos, because the Maisa Malach of cooking on Yom Tov is not Be'etzem Maisa Malach. So he's allowed to do that, because if he was Yom Tov, he'd be allowed to cook for himself. But he doesn't need an Erev Tavshilin, because for him, Maisa, it's not Yom Tov. So he's allowed to cook for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. Siv Lamed Alef. Ben Eretz Yisrael HaNimtza B'Chutzlartz. A Ben Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutzlartz. Asa Lo Lahachin B'Choyli Shal Moye Tzarche HaChai. He can prepare a Chal HaMoyed. Right? So you generally speaking, let's take a step back. Generally speaking, on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to prepare for after Yom Tov. You could cook for the last days of Yom Tov, but you can't prepare for after Yom Tov. So now this Ben Eretz Yisrael, who finds himself in Chutzlartz for Yom Tov, so now he's going to be keeping 2 days Yom Tov, but not really keeping the second day Yom Tov, but he's not allowed to do things, you know, even B'Tzina Malach. So let's say he says, okay, I want to cook for 2 days Yom Tov. He can't cook for the second day Yom Tov. He can't prepare for the second day Yom Tov. Because second day Yom Tov for him is not really Yom Tov. For him, it's Yizruchak. So he can't prepare things for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. But he says, V'mchal Yom Tov Achen B'yom Chamishi V'shishi. What happens if the last days of Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday? Oslo L'hochem B'erev Yom Tov is Tzorchei Shabbos. He can't, Erev the last days, prepare him for Shabbos. Meaning, for a ben chutzlaretz, it's permitted. Ben chutzlaretz is permitted when Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov to prepare on Wednesday for Shabbos. In fact, he's mechuyev to start preparing in order to make that Erev Tavshilin. Right? The whole idea of Erev Tavshilin is he started preparing beforehand. But that's Chazal allowed that because Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov, and Friday's going to be Yom Tov him. But for a ben chutzlaretz Israel, who Friday is not going to be Yom Tov, he cannot. Siv Lamed Beis. Ben Chutzaret Shechayev Lishmar Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. A Ben Chutzaret who's obligated to keep the second Yom Tov. V'nimtze Be'eretz Yisrael B'chag HaSukkos. He finds himself in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkos. Al Loi Lo Sheves B'Sukkah B'Shmini Atzeres. So even though most things he's going to keep Yom Tov, right? But he doesn't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because, so he says in the bottom in Siv Katan Tzamachay. Shemati Ma'agorin Rishlem Zalman Oerbach. Because I heard from Shlomo Zalman that visitors who come from Chutzlartz Eretz Yisrael, even if they're planning on going back to Chutzlartz, right? So they're mechuyev to keep second day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. But turim mileishiv basukah b'shmini atzeres. They're parted from sitting in the sukkah in shmini atzeres. Shvegam b'chutzlartz kaiyem shmini. Because even in Chutzlartz be'etzem, it's day of day. Well, in the yeshiva b'sukah b'shmini atzeres, gam b'chutzlartz eitz min hagim shenim. He says, even a chutzaretz is different from hagim regarding sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Ulekula alma, everyone agrees, rak meisiv yasvin, and even those who eat in the sukkah, baruch elayim varchino, they don't make a bracha. Lachein adas neiter, da reiz a daima, ledin shabi yerded, mishu b'makam shanayik in isim, ne shein lehem esayus, to shafi mut lechol kiminik ha-makam shalach l'shem. So just like in yerded, when there's no, it's best when there's no mesayra, when you go to a certain place, you keep the meaning of that place. He says, even though it's bad, it's not exactly the same. The kol makim and tzir of dasa chacham tzvi says, "Mestav zayin tzarach klal lahachmir." He says, therefore, Hashem Zalman says that Ben Chutzart finds himself in Eretz Yisrael. So even though Batsmi is keeping Yom Tov, they actually sit in the sukkah, but it's Barab like that, for Hesio, he should not eat in the sukkah. That's the sheet of Hashem Zalman. Anyway, I can consult the local Orthodox rabbi. So there's a lot of halachas, like he said in the beginning, about Ben Eretz Yisrael, but Chutzart, and vice versa. The specific shaylas, obviously, every person should consult their own local Orthodox rabbi, their Rav, and see what he says. But this is just an overview. This is the end of Perek Beis. Let's stop over here. Today's shiur is sponsored for Refu Shleima, for which Prince Abbas type Miriam. Anyone who would like to join in sponsorship to make this shiur available, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor button or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com.